Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is going to be Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is May 27th, 1951, and the title is The Road Agents of Red Rock. Hope you guys enjoy.
Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pop!
Kellogg's Corn Pop brings you transcribed from Hollywood Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. It took civilization a long time to reach the little old western town of Red Rock. And the last 100 miles was the toughest. That's where the rugged trail ran through Rawbone Gulch, up over Rattlesnake Ridge, and down across the Gila River into Mohawk Valley. It was that same trail which led United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his faithful deputy Jingles into Red Rock one evening about sundown on their way west.
Oh, oh, boy, ho.
Bell Brady's boarding house. Good grub and hot biscuits anytime. That sure sounds good, Bill.
Yeah, and it'll be a pleasure to see Bell again.
Well, it will if she can still cook like she used to.
Is that the only reason, Jingles? Seems I remember Bell kind of took to you.
Oh, now, Bill, don't you start getting me in trouble with her. You know, every time a gal starts making calf eyes at me, well, I get goose pimples all over.
Well, watch out for Belle. Let's go in.
Now, who's that? Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Hello, Belle.
Evening, Miss Belle.
Oh, now, if you two ain't a sight for sore eyes. Jingles, I haven't seen you for almost 6 years.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, you sure have plumped up some.
Oh, I've just got to give you a big hug of welcome.
Hold still, Jingles.
Oh, now, Miss Bell, I ain't much use to that.
Oh, well, a big, comfortable man like you should get used to it.
You'll find Jingles a little bridal shy, ma'am.
I know how to fix that. You sit down here by the window, and I'll get you a good supper. Now, what do you want?
Well, what have you got, ma'am? We've been on the trail so long. I worked up an appetite that had just put a bear to shame.
Well, I got some ham, some lamb, pork roast, pickled pig feet, short ribs, prime ribs, seabone steak, goulash, potatoes, boiled and fried, onions, boiled and fried, turnips, tomatoes, and 2 kinds of pie. Now, what do you have?
Oh, why, that'll be fine, ma'am.
What'll be fine, Jingles?
Well, just what you said.
Oh, I declare, Jingles, you haven't changed a bit. All right, just cool your heels a minute, and I'll bring it all.
That was a mighty fine spread, Bill.
Yes, ma'am, it sure was.
Thank you, boys. Now, what brings you two all the way out here to Red Rock?
We're just passing through on our way west, Bill.
Passing through, is it? Well, then I'll bet my new mail-order dress is trouble to the west of here.
Yes, ma'am. Anywhere Wild Bill Hickok goes, you can bet on trouble.
Yeah, I know.
How are things going in Red Rock?
Oh, not too good, Mr. Hickok. Fact is, I wish you'd stay around here for a while instead of moving on.
Why? You got some trouble around here, Bill?
Oh, have we? We've got a bunch of gold thieves nobody can catch.
Gold thieves?
That's what I said.
You mean they don't steal nothing but gold?
Well, ain't that enough when half the folks around Red Rock depend on the High Pocket gold mine for their living?
How long has this been going on, Bill?
About 3 months, and that's too long. Mr. Hickok, I'm pleading with you. Stay around Red Rock and see if you can help us.
Oh, don't you do it, Bill. We got to get...
You hush up, Jingles.
Yes, ma'am.
Please, Mr. Hickok. If there's any man in the West who can smoke these varmints out in the open, it's Wild Bill Hickok.
All right, Bill. Maybe we can kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
2 birds? What do you mean, Bill? I don't...
Mr. Hickok, ain't those your horses?
Bill, some polecat's stealing their horses.
Come on, Jingles.
Hey, come back here with those horses. Let him have it, Bill.
There's a lot to be said for Kellogg's Corn Pops, partners. But the best way to know about this wonderful two-way cereal is by munching a few mouthfuls yourself. Yes, sir, you can eat Kellogg's Corn Pops two ways. One way is right out of the box, like I'm eating them now. A real tasty snack with a sweetening already on them. Now, the other way to eat Corn Pops is out of the bowl with milk. But remember what I said about the sweetening. Don't go pouring any sugar on them. They're already sweetened for you. Tasty, puffed-up hearts of corn all ready to go. And your mom's going to let you eat all the Corn Pops you want, because they're good for you. So if you aren't already settled back enjoying Kellogg's Corn Pops right now, you better hit the trail for the store tomorrow and get a load of them. You'll need plenty, because everyone in your family, Pop and Mom too, are going to like them. Yes, sirree. Kids love Pops, Moms love Pops, and Pops love Pops. Now, in a little while, we'll say that together. Right now, let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles have just promised Belle that they would stay in Red Rock to try to catch the gold thieves when suddenly there's a commotion outside. Bill and Jingles run out to see their horses disappearing up the dark street.
Why, those ornery polecats?
Hold your fire, Jingles. Hold your fire. They're out of range.
Oh, doggone it. We can't catch them on foot.
Oh, now that's a shame. What are you going to do, Mr. Hickok?
We'll have to borrow some horses.
What's all the ruckus, Mr. Hickok? Were you doing all that shooting?
You ding-dong right we were, mister. Some low-down pack rats just stole our horses.
Horse thieves in Red Rock?
That's right, mister. You don't happen to have a couple of fast mounts we could borrow, do you?
Well, I'll do better than that, Hickok. Hey, Doggy.
Yeah.
Roy.
Yeah.
A couple of jaspers just rustled the marshal's horses. Take some of the boys and round them up.
Okay, Mr. Taggart, we'll get them.
Now, that's right nice of you, mister.
It's nothing at all. Rest easy, Marshal. Boys will have your horses back before you know it.
Well, thank you. I see you know who I am. This is my partner and deputy, Jingles.
Taggart's my name. Race Taggart, Hickok. I own the hotel and saloon across the street. When you got nothing else to do, drop over to my office. We'll have a little talk.
Maybe I'll do that, Mr. Taggart. I've been told there's trouble in Red Rock. Now it seems I'm in the middle of it. Well, Jingles, we might as well get a little sleep. We can start looking around tomorrow.
Now you're talking, Bill. You know, I'm getting so sleepy, my eyelids feel like window shutters. I declare, I look out, Bill!
You all right, Jingles?
Yeah, Bill, them coyotes were shooting at us.
Look that way.
Darn near woke me up. Who do you reckon they were, Bill?
I don't know. I couldn't get a good look at them, Jingles. Maybe we better go see Race Taggart tonight after all.
What for?
He just might have some facts that would help us figure out what's going on around here.
Hickok, I didn't know you were headed for these parts, but I've been thinking about sending for you for some time now.
That's so? What was your reason, Mr. Taggart?
Well, somebody's been stealing the gold we hauled down from the High Pocket Mine.
Why, Bill, that's just the same thing that...
Jingles, let's just listen to Mr. Taggart.
Hey, you heard this before, Hickok?
Well, just a rumor.
Well, it's true. Mike McGinty, he's our wagon driver, has been held up four times in the last 3 months. We've lost over $40,000 in gold.
$40,000? Why, that'd buy me half the land in New Mexico. Who's pulling these stick-ups, Mr. Taggart?
If I knew that, I'd have plugged them long before now. I own half the High Pockets. It's my gold they're taking off that wagon. Half of it, anyway.
You own half the mine?
That's right. The other half is owned by my two partners, Shad Martin and Al Jackson.
Well, do you trust them?
Now, Jingles, that's
As
not
a matter right. of fact, Hickok, Jingles might not be throwing too wide a loop at that. Shad's all right, but I've been watching Jackson for some time.
Mr. Hickok! Mike McGinney's just come in from the mine road. He's been robbed again of all the gold.
Holy horn toads, Bill. While we've been sitting here chattering like a couple of silly chipmunks, somebody's gone and robbed McGinney. at the bullet holes in the side of that wagon.
Yeah, Jingles. Let's see what the driver has to say.
Sure, here he is.
You're the driver of this wagon, mister?
Yeah, that I am, Bo. I'm lucky to be here to tell you so. Mike McGinty's the name. Who be you?
Hickok's my name, United States Marshal.
Be you the one they call Wild Bill Hickok?
Some folks do.
And then if you're so all-fired wild, why weren't you on hand when them bushwhacking howl hoots held me up and took my strongbox with the gold?
Now, just a minute here, Pop. Watch out who you're talking to like that.
Hold it, Jingles.
Who's your Bear Grease friend, Hickok?
My deputy, Jingles.
Blowed up like a poison pup. Better stand him in the creek before he founders.
Why, you pint-sized salamander, hold your tongue before I douse your rattling head in the watering trough.
Jingles, go sit down while I ask McGinty some questions.
Yes, go sit on a horseshoe nail.
Doggone it, that little warthog can't talk to me like that.
Now, Mike, how many men held you up?
I don't know. Could have been 2 or 20. It was dark.
Where'd they stop you?
About 3 miles out of town to the north, near the Camel Humps. First, a burst of gunfire, then a voice says, hold the wagon! And the hauls my string to a stop.
Then what?
Well, another voice yells out, throw off the strong box with the gold. Man, that does. Then the first voice yells, now get them cayuses moving. And I does it with these varmints shooting up the wagon as I went. Never got close enough for me to see even a shadow of them.
This has happened to you before, I hear.
Yeah, said Dad burned off when I'm getting to expect it.
You got no idea of who's pulling these stick-ups?
Nope.
You mean you have no idea or... You just won't tell.
Yeah, sometimes a man keeps his hide by keeping his mouth shut.
And sometimes a man goes to jail for the same thing. I'll see you later, McGinty. Right now, I've got a few things to catch up on.
Well, let's get over to the hotel and get some sleep.
Well, I want to see Race Taggart for a minute, then we'll go up and hit the hay.
Well, let's hurry. I'm plumb sleepy.
Jingles, that wagon.
Get out of the way, Bill. That's a runaway. Bill, that runaway team darn near got us.
That was no runaway, Jingles. That man was driving those horses.
He was? You mean he was trying to run us down?
That's just what I mean, partner. That makes twice tonight somebody's tried to get us.
Well, you know, Bill, I'm getting the idea somebody around here don't like us.
You know, you could be right. Come on, we'll go see Taggart. And Jingles, don't say anything about that wagon. I'd rather figure that one out by myself.
Well, Hickok, did you talk to McGinty?
Yeah, I talked to McGinty, and I'm inclined to think he's a pretty smart boy.
What do you mean by that, Hickok?
He's smart enough to throw down a strong box full of gold instead of getting a stomach full of lead. And he's smart enough to keep his mouth shut.
I guess that's the way he's lived so long.
Well, now, if you ask...
I didn't, Jingles.
Oh.
Nothing more you can tell us about those gold robbers, is there?
No, Hickok. I just know they're driving us out of business. I've been out of town a good deal, so I don't get all the dirt. But then being a detective is not my line. I leave that to men like you.
Well, in the morning, I'll ride out to the spot where McGinty was held up, just to nose around a little. See you when I get back. Come on, Jingles, let's get some sleep.
Now, that's what I like to hear. Feather bed, here I come. Bill, you're getting harder and harder to figure out. First, you tell me I'm going up to bed. Then we go right out the back way, get on our horses, and start riding again. I'm getting more saddle sores than my horse.
Ooh. There's the spot, Jingles. There's the Camel Humps McGinty was talking about.
Oh, what are we doing out here in the middle of the night?
Jingles, would you recognize your horse's tracks among a lot of others?
Why, sure I would. By the way, he throws his right front foot.
Then look around for some of them. Break off a piece of that juniper bush and light a torch.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Now we look for horse tracks. But, Bill, that's silly. What would our horses be doing out here in a... Uh-oh. Bill, I found them.
I thought you would.
Hey, here they are, your horses and mine. Hey, they've been here before.
But we haven't.
Of course we haven't.
Now we know our horses were stolen to keep us in town while somebody robbed McGinty.
We do?
Yes. Back in Taggart's office, you gave me an idea as to why that somebody wants gold.
I gave you an idea? Oh, yeah, I remember. I said that, What did I say, Bill?
You said that $40,000 was enough to buy half the land in New Mexico.
That's right, I did.
What you didn't know was that it's up for sale.
Oh.
And that somebody is buying it with gold.
You don't say. Then you figured maybe there's a tie-up between this gold stealing here in Red Rock and the buying up of all the land in New Mexico?
There might just be, Jingles.
Bill, I want to ask you just one thing.
What's that?
Well, why were we going on through Red Rock heading west?
Well, I got a letter from a friend of mine asking me to come out and investigate some land buying scheme.
In New Mexico?
In New Mexico.
Well, I'll be a hog-tied sand flea. And we just stumbled saddle over apple cart onto...
Quick, Jingles. Back up in the rocks. You've got company. That's what I expected, but not so soon.
Well, will our horses be all right, Bill?
Yeah, they're back off the road. Now stop here.
Who do you think it is?
Be quiet and keep down.
Oh, why didn't I take up farming?
Them sunbaked rattlers. If I can find the gold, I'll make them squirm. Using me for a target and threatening me with lead poisoning if I talk.
Yeah. Bill, that sounds like McGinney.
Shh. He's coming this way.
No, he's stopped and looking around. Bill, I gotta move. I'm getting cramped.
Quiet, Jingles.
Well, I'm sorry, Bill. I didn't mean to step on your foot.
You didn't step on my foot.
I did? Then whose is it?
What are you talking about?
A foot. Wait till I feel around here. Now, Bill, there's a... Oh, there's 2 feet. No, there's 3. Bill, somebody's...
Hey, who's up there? Come on out, you yellow varmint.
McGinney, don't shoot.
That trigger-happy tree-toed, I'll blast him. I'll just...
Hey, who is that knows me? Speak up. Speak up or I'll blow you out of them rocks.
It's Wild Bill Hickok and me, Jingles, you lop-eared loon. Put away that hog leg now, before you hurt somebody.
Marshal, what are you doing out here?
Looking for you, that's what. You dumped out there gold yourself in Quebec.
Shut up, both of you.
Now
listen.
Hey, more company. You know, it's getting as crowded here as a square dance on Saturday night.
Just stay down and listen. Be ready with your guns.
I'm ready. McGinney, one peep out of you and I'll just sit on you.
Oh, I'm quiet, you big water buffalo.
All right, now, fan out and pick up anything you left here earlier. Hickok's coming out here in the morning.
Wait, it's them. Come back for their gold. Stand aside, Marshal. I've got me a score to settle.
Quiet, McGinney. Not yet.
Come on, Dogie. We'll get the strong about that.
Bill, did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like our men, all right.
All right, let's jump them then. What are we waiting on?
For one thing, we need the evidence. Wait till they get the gold, then we'll follow them and catch the big fish.
Well, for another thing, there's 10 of them, or I lost count.
All right, we got the gold. Now let's get out of here and head for the old mill.
Hey, they're getting away.
Quiet, you.
Who are there?
Somebody's in those rocks. Hey, let's go.
Well, let them go, Jingles.
Are you loco, Hickok?
Not yet. Now, Jingles, light a match.
Well, all right, but I don't see... Holy horn toads, I plumb forgot about them 2 dead ones I left behind me.
All right, McGinney. Take a look. Who are those 2 men?
Them Shad Martin and Al Jackson, Marshal.
You know, there are 2 things I like about this Wild Bill Hickok show. I like the excitement, and I like the cereal that goes with it. Kellogg's Corn Pops. Just finished a whole box of this wonderful eating cereal that's already sweetened for you. You know, Wranglers, Kellogg's Corn Pops are hearts of corn, all puffed up big and crisp, with plenty of tasty sweetening on them. Now, you can eat them right out of the box by the handful, or out of a bowl with milk. But don't go putting any sugar on them. No, sir, because like I just said, they've already got the sweetening right on them. Now, all you ranchers who are eating them right now, take a look at the bag inside the box. Looks like silver, don't it? Well, that bag's pure aluminum. Keeps Kellogg's Corn Pops fresh up to 10 times longer. And your mom will like this. That bag's wonderful for storing things in the refrigerator. And you just can't beat it for carrying sandwiches in, keeping them fresh and tasty. Now, don't go settling for 1 box of Corn Pops. The way your family's going to go for them, you're liable to miss out on some. Get your mom to load up big. Then out of the box or out of the bowl, you can have all the Kellogg's Corn Pops you want. And you'll want plenty. You know who loves Corn Pops. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. And Pops love Pops. Let's hustle on back to the show.
Jingles has just struck a match. And Wild Bill asked McGinty to identify the 2 dead men lying beside them in the rocks. McGinty takes one look, and says that they are Race Taggart's partners in the High Pockets Mine Company, Shad Martin and Al Jackson.
Why didn't you tell me about them back in town, McGinney?
I didn't know about them, Marshal.
You're lying, McGinney.
Never mind, Jingles.
Well, if I'd have told you then, they'd have shot me too, Hickok.
All right, I'll give you one more chance. Can you take us to the mill without being seen in the moonlight?
Just as safe and sure as a woodchuck, Marshal. Now just follow close behind me and we'll be there before you can say Mother McGinty's goat. Here's the mill, Marshal.
Bill, they're in there all right.
Yeah. Listen.
Just about the time we got the gold, this guy yells back up in the rocks.
You lame phrase. I told you before to be careful. This guy Hickok's no fool.
There, you said it.
And Hickok's hot on our trail. Why do you think I had you steal his horses? Just to cover this thing tonight. It was a payoff. Now we'll have to lay low until he leaves. Then we can all go to New Mexico and live like kings. The mine's cleared up. We've got all the gold. We've got Martin and Jackson out of the way. I'll take care of you all from here out.
Not from where you're going, Race. You won't take care of them.
Wait, Hickok! Shoot him, you fools!
Now, don't anybody lose their heads. I got an awful itch in my trigger finger.
Then I'll get Hickok myself!
That was your last bid, Race. Reckon you and your boys can load those boxes of gold on your horses and pack it back into town for us.
Yeah, and then we can pack you all off to the calaboose.
Turned out right fine. Now, I suppose you'll be heading on again, Mr. Hickok.
Yes, Bill, we've got to hit the trail.
Well, do you have to take Jingles with you? I'd be right proud to look after him.
Well, now, Miss Bell, that's right nice of you, but then, oh, well, who'd look after Wild Bill?
Why, he looks like he could look after himself. But you, Jingles, why, you're just like a young colt.
Oh.
You said yourself you wanted to settle down.
Well, no, ma'am. Leastways, not till the rest of the varmints like Race Taggart are put away in jail like he is. Come on, Bill. Let's get to riding before I get talked into something I just can't talk my way out of.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
We're mighty glad you could be with us today, folks, and we hope to see you around the diggings next week.
Yeah, and if there's any digging to do, you know who'll have to do it.
Well, if you're digging into Kellogg's Corn Pops, we'll both be doing it, right?
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you transcribed another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Virginia Gregg, Forrest Lewis, Lou Krugman, Barney Phillips, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.